This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for a little football in the midst of opening day and March Madness. It's football today.
Got some headlines from the NFL and college. Want to catch up on those from the last couple days. You guys ready?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, the NFL is voting on expanding replay assistance for calls like roughing the passer, face mask, and horse collar tackles that could lead to more flags, more delays, more reviews. What do you guys think?
Wait, say that again?
The NFL is voting on expanding replay assistance for roughing the passer, face mask, horse collar tackles.
You know what? Honestly, I'm in the minority. I don't care about, it's going to take the game longer. Get the call right. Because you know what, Kenny? Nobody calls the next day and says, man, that game was so long. Everybody calls when your team got screwed over by the refs. Get the call right. That's all I care about.
You notice the one thing in that little blurb that they're not reviewing for? Pass interference. Why? Because they tried that before and it did not work. So, no, it happens.
Pass interference is like balls and strikes. You would be here all day long.
So are some of the other things that they would review for. I'm good with how it is. No. I don't need to add to the game.
No, because Kenny, some of the things that they are going to review, face mask.
Face mask was the one I was going to bring up because, I mean, you saw it affect the Lions two years ago.
That's fair.
Or just something that, you know what, when the cameras show, that wasn't a horse collar. That wasn't a face mask. That wasn't roughing the quarterback.
But if any of us, I don't think any of us would argue, if you can clearly see what it is on the replay, whether it's right or whether they got the call wrong, they should just be able to fix it.
Right. You don't argue until you're in the midst of a 3-minute review. Oh, you know, that's kind of borderline. Oh, I don't know.
Right.
Now, give me some kind of time limit. Like, I'll give you 30 seconds to figure this out. If you can conclusively, let's do it. If you can't, let's move on.
Russell Wilson, courtside at the Knicks game last night, signing footballs and throwing them into the stands. How bad could that experiment go if it fails?
I mean, I think we all know how bad it's going to go. We saw it in Pittsburgh, except for magnify it by 100 with the New York media. I think we're all waiting for the... Kenny, it feels like a Saturday Night Live skit. And it's just the beginning of the skit. And now we just got to wait for the little plot twist, and it's going to blow up. They're not going to win. He'll be there. He's on a 1-year deal. So the Giants don't owe him anything. He doesn't owe them anything.
Yeah, the same Tiger fans that truly believe the Tarek Skubal letter are the same Giants fans that believe that WrestleMania is going to make a difference. It's going to be a total bomb, and it doesn't matter. You know it's going to be a train wreck. Eventually, they'll get their quarterback in there.
I mean, look, they went from Danny Dimes to Tommy Levito to...
Tommy DeVito.
DeVito.
Come on.
Levito.
You know, he does the gestures. Hey.
Everybody gets chicken parm. They've been a joke. It's like they're not trying.
I wonder what it's like to deal with that dude's agent. Like, he's the anti-Scott Boras. Tommy DeVito's agent.
He's everywhere.
Remember that dude from a couple years ago?
Right.
So we're all just collectively with Russ doing the wait for it, hold, and then it blows up.
Mr. Unlimited.
But, see, I think what's happening, we're not giving credit to who I think is going to be the quarterback at the end of the year. He's going to have the Giants eating W's.
Oh, you know what? Jameis always has like four really good games where you're like, maybe he should be our starting. And then he throws a pick six. You're like, nope.
Russ is going to be weird. Jameis is going to give the New York media all the sound bites that they want.
Jameis is one of the most fun. Like, I believe the Giants come here. Do they not?
Yep.
Yes, I think they do. I'm going to go talk to Jameis. That dude is an awesome soundbite. He's gonna be the king of New York.
You strong. We strong. And we all strong.
The NFL, going back to the rules a little bit, will ban the nose wipe celebration made famous by, I think, CeeDee Lamb does it. I guess it's a gang sign is what they're, that's the exact one.
I just did it,
yeah.
Like this, Rico?
Well, I know they...
They're claiming it was a violent gesture, and I guess the more I looked into it, I guess it's a gang sign of some sort. I don't know that to be true or not. But
I know you can't do anything gun-related.
That's not gun. That's not even
No, I'm saying, they're just trying to eliminate different things. Like, even different sport, but I don't even know. I think it was a Duke guy on the bench.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And he was acting like he was a sniper and
shooting.
He was
on the ground, looked like he was a machine gunning, like, the entire place.
Right.
That might be a little much. And maybe not do that.
Yeah, you probably can't do that as much. So, yeah.
All right. So let's talk about some draft prospects here. Ashton Jennings making a lot of headlines here. People are saying that he's the cleanest prospect on and off the field. Good character, good work ethic, good guy in general. Do you think he's going to live up to that? What do you think in the NFL he turns into?
He goes to the right team and you use him the right way. I mean, Bijan Robinson went to the Falcons and the Falcons refused to use him the right way. Now, eventually, after a coach gets fired, he's a running back. On the flip side, Jahmyr Gibbs comes here and they're like, you know what? I think we know what to do with you. Took Gibbs about half a year. I think he had that coming out game.
He did start slow. You're right about that.
He had the coming out game in the middle of the season. I forgot it was a night game, and all of a sudden he just blew up and never looked back. But you go to the right team, and by the right team, if he goes to the Raiders, if he goes to the Broncos, or if he goes to the Chargers, yes, he will have an instant impact in the league. He goes to any other team, probably not.
No, I think he hit the nail on the head. It's kind of like a quarterback, right? How many bad quarterbacks are not really bad? They're just in a bad system behind a bad line, and they go elsewhere, and you're like, oh, okay.
I mean, look at Jared Goff.
Look at Matthew Stafford,
they didn't
right?
believe in him.
Oh, yeah, you're right about him. Yeah, I think the same thing with Gentry. Like, obviously, wherever he goes, eventually, right system. Right? You want to keep going?
Yeah, go.
Okay.
And on the opposite side of that coin, I'll just move on to Luther Burden III. He's been reported as a diva, quote, from Todd McShay. Do you buy that? And is it the same story with him? Landing spot matters.
Look, I don't know what it is about wide receivers. I mean, he was supposedly the top wide receiver coming out of Missouri. He's now fallen to, like, the number two receiver. Receivers all think that they should get the ball at all times. So if he's a little bit of a diva, I would consider that problematic, but it's like the beauty of Detroit. You don't have diva receivers. You just got guys who care about each other, and they don't care. If you have a great game and I don't, we won, great. You got other guys who are all about themselves, the Steph Diggs of the world, every Pittsburgh Steeler wide receiver for the last 15 years. If he's already that problematic, probably going to cost him, Kenny. He's got talent, but you're going to have to put him in a receiver room with, from day one, that top dog receiver is going to be like, we don't do that here. Like, if he came to Detroit, I got a feeling Amon-Ra would just walk in there immediately and be like, and just shut him down.
Does he have a good RAS score? Because if he does, the Lions would definitely be interested. He does. Now, is any other position in football called divas? It's strictly for receivers, is it not?
Corners.
Are corners called divas too?
Corners.
Yes.
I mean, they get their own islands.
I do believe receivers, their makeup, they led to kind of being called divas.
Receivers are like the peacock position, Rigger, because think about this. The only position that they're not touching the ball at all. You are totally reliant upon somebody else getting you the ball. So you have to jump up and down. You have to make noise in order for them to see you. A running back, you hand it off, he does his own thing. A receiver, he's out there. If a quarterback decides not to throw you the ball but throw to somebody else, what are you going to do?
Some of the greatest receivers in football have been divas. Not a deal breaker for me.
And the last one here, I'll end it with something I want to direct towards Rico first. Brock Purdy and the Niners are in active negotiations in a long-term deal somewhere between 50 and 55 mil. Rico, your thoughts?
It's the price of doing business, Kenny. As I said before, and I'm going to say it again, there's probably only about 12, 13 good quarterbacks in the NFL. He is one. In order to lock that guy up, you have to pay him. The longer you wait, the more it's going to cost. You try to, if you franchise him this year and try to sign him next year, now we're talking about he's going to be making 60 to 63 million a year. Lock it up. Go ahead. Pay him. Price of doing business.
Nothing would make me happier if Brock Purdy did a Tarek Skubal type letter to the Niner fans out there, and Rico's watching. He's like, oh, it's an extension. And then he just says, let's run it back. That would have made me happy.
No, they did that already. They already did the let's run it back. So, yeah.
Fair enough.
Christian McCaffrey.
But I agree with you. I mean, I thought you guys did a nice job yesterday. I was listening, illustrating like what a mess Russell Wilson is and the Giants are, and how maybe you should actually be grateful that Jared Goff is your Lions quarterback. Kind of the same thing there, right? There's not a whole lot out there.
Here's
so
the
you
thing.
Get a guy that can win for you, you better extend him.
Rieger, people make fun of Brock Purdy because he was the last draft pick, because he looks young, because he drives a Toyota 4Runner. Like, he drives a tractor. He's in every... Like, he'd be perfect in Detroit if you think about it.
Is he blue-collar, Rico?
Yes,
oh,
he works on
collar.
A farm.
Oh, Brock
Purdy. Are you kidding me?
Wait, is that blue-collar?
You know what it is? It's Midwest blue-collar.
That's Midwest.
If you got to get up at 6 a.m., that's blue collar.
I got you.
So that's a far. But,
so the morning show's blue collar.
Yes.
Okay.
But the thing is, he wins. He has playoff success. I mean, he would have probably gone to, you know, had his arm not fallen off in the Philly game in the NFC Championship game, would have gone to multiple Super Bowls.
That's
like,
fair.
He wins games. I don't care how he looks. He just wins.
And that is In Football Today.